Welcome into the Poetry Tavern, a place to discuss both reading and writing poetry, spotlighting new poems and ideas every week.
Hello all and welcome into the Poetry Tavern. I'm your host Charlotte, and this week we're going to be talking about Christmas poems because it's Christmas this week. Yeah, I don't think I have more of an explanation. I just honestly, a lot of the Christmas poems I've been exposed to are the kind of things like you show kids to sort of like get them in the festive spirit when they're at school, but it's still educational. And I've never really gone looking for Christmas poems before. So I thought, hey ho, why not give it a try? Let's have a dig around and see what I can find. And I found a couple of good ones. So I'm just going to read them for you now. So our first poem is Christmas 1970 by Sandra M. Castillo. We assemble the silver tree, our translated lives, its luminous branches, numbered to fit into its body, place its metallic roots to decorate our first Christmas. Mother finds herself opening, closing the Red Cross box she will carry into 1976, like an unwanted door prize, a timepiece, a stubborn fact, an emblem of exile measuring our days, marked by the moment of our departure, our lives no longer arranged. Somewhere there is a photograph, a Polaroid mother cannot remember was ever taken. I am sitting under Tia Terra's tree, under Tia Terra's Christmas tree, her first apartment in this, our new world. My sister's by my side. I wear a white dress, black boots, an 8-year-old's resignation. May and Mitzi, age 4, wear red and white snowflake sweaters and identical smiles. On this, our first Christmas away from ourselves. The future unreal, unmade. Mother will cry into the new year with Lydia and Emerito, our elderly downstairs neighbours, who realise what we are too young to understand. Even a map cannot show you the way back to a place that no longer exists. So what this poem is about is the first Christmas that Castillo spent with her family in America after moving from Cuba. And it's so interesting of like all these little things that are very Americanized version of Christmas, and even like just like I want to say Western, but I'm assuming Cuba falls under that. But it's this very like individualist capitalist society version of Christmas, of the plastic tree and the yeah, but also weaving in all these little things of we were kids then, we were too young to understand that, like, because we were doing this here, we didn't have something to go back to, or the world that we were going to go back to, or, you know, could potentially go back to has changed and isn't actually the same as we remember it. It's really interesting to look at it through the lens of an event that's supposed to be about bringing people together, and these people are brought together but in a place that's unfamiliar. So yeah, it's really interesting. Okay, so our second poem is by Christina Rossetti. It's called Love Came Down at Christmas. Love came down at Christmas, love all lovely, love divine. Love was born at Christmas, star and angels give the sign. Worship we the Godhead, love incarnate, love divine. Worship we our Jesus, but wherewith for sacred sign. Love shall be our token, love shall be yours and love be mine. Love to God and to all men, love for plea and gift and sign. So not a massively long one, but this one looks more at sort of the religious significance of Christmas and sort of its ties to Christianity and the idea of like Jesus being born on Christmas and therefore love being an idea surrounding Christmas because Jesus loved humanity so much that he like sacrificed himself to, you know, have our sins forgiven. It's really interesting to sort of look at love but also tie that in with religious connotations. And there's like so many different elements of the Christmas story in this, and the stars and angels giving the sign, you know, love incarnate being Jesus, but wherewith for our sacred sign. It just, love to God and to all men. So it's really short, but it almost tells the story in snippets without details. Yeah, it's interesting. It's a good poem, I think. And it tells the story to people who already know it. It's almost like a reminder, like leaving yourself a note on the fridge for a thing you're already supposed to remember. I think it's good. Okay, so our last poem is more of a fun one, because I found this and I just couldn't help but laugh. So let's get into it. It's called Help Wanted by Timothy Tosha. Santa needs new reindeer. The first bunch has grown old. Dasher has arthritis. Comet hates the cold. Prancer's sick of staring at Dancer's big behind. Cupid married Blitzen and Donder lost his mind. Dancer's mad at Vixen for stepping on his toes. Vixen's been thrown out. She laughed at Rudolph's nose. If you are a reindeer, we hope you will apply. There is just one tricky part. You must know how to fly. Now, this poem, like, having the rhyme scheme built in throughout, it has a really solid structure that doesn't consistently break, but still having this sort of more, I want to say more mature, because it talks about things that you wouldn't expect, like, a young kid to understand. It sort of brings this thing of the story of the reindeer into a more, not contemporary, because contemporary is just modern, children can also be modern, but this more mature mindset of, like, yeah, well, you don't think about it as a kid. How has Santa been keeping those reindeer, like, for so long? Is he replacing them? Is he, like, and just that final line of, like, you must know how to fly, is really funny, because it sort of, all these reindeer have all these problems, but they can all still fly. Or, like, it's almost asking for the impossible. It just is, it's so much fun. It's so silly. But yeah, I really liked it. That brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you all for listening to the Christmas special, basically. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed these poems. I enjoyed digging them up. Yeah, so next week is going to be our New Year's episode, because it's going to be New Year's by the time the next episode drops. So yeah, I'll see you when we get there. Bye.